I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I hope. Words are powerful. We experience life when we hear the words of hope, kindness, and love. God's word is reliable. God speaks, and God follows up with what He says to fulfill God's promises. God's words are therefore reliable and dependable and therefore life-giving. So, waiting for God to speak into our souls will be faced with death, destruction, and fear. Allow God to be part of your everyday conversation. In the words spoken with love and compassion, God's words are mingled. In those moments of grace, God's moments of peace is hidden. In every word of hope, there is a word of life. Therefore, become a source of reliable words, for in it, God is alive, and in it, there is hope for those who live in desperation. And that word is to originate from you and through you to the one who needs it, and sometimes returning it to yourself. Now you know that each word is filled with meaning, maybe that of faith, of hope, and charity. Share a word of encouragement with someone you meet this day. Give meaning to a word, and that word you speak will carry the riches of parables, like Jesus Himself, into the life of someone else. Your word of hope will bring about hope, and your word of love will bring about love. Your offer of peace will bring about the same. So when you wait for God to give us signs of peace and hope and love and understanding, remember, God only gives words of hope through you and me to somebody else. If you are unable to share a word of grace this day, which someone else is waiting for you to say, then it won't happen for the other. There is a cycle of behavior here. Believe me, good words that give life originate with the one who desires it. The one who shares it is the one who is filled with it. Look at God. God gives you the hope and trust, peace and love you need. Won't you agree that God is full of life-giving words? So shall you be this day. Find a few words to encourage and give hope. Be filled with the words of charity and peace. Let someone you encounter this morning experience his or her heart's desire as they hear your voice and through you, the voice of Christ. The person is waiting for the Lord. That person's soul waits with a great hope. We are seldom left without the assurance of hope and change. Remember this though, we are seldom left alone either, without a challenge to give peace and share love and share the words of compassion and kindness. God constantly challenges us, reminding that what we speak has the power to transform an entire world around us. But first, we have to learn to desire for what is blessed and give that blessing to the other, and all will be well. In other words, your soul and that of several others you will encounter this day are waiting for the words of hope, and it begins with you. Wait for the Lord with yearning and hope that your life and those around you may be changed. Speak the words of care, and that you will become a reality for someone else you meet today. It will come with greater power back to you. Build a cycle of hope, and it will search for you and fill you with hope and courage to face the challenges of the day. May God be real this day, not just for yourself, but for those whom you will encounter. They are waiting for the Lord. Their souls wait for a word of hope that's given from the Lord to you. May God bless you.